reporting from Burnaby, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Local Government Awareness Week in BC took place from May 10th to 16th, with the goal of generating awareness and educating the public about the roles and responsibilities of local government. Throughout the month of May, the city of Burnaby has been hosting informational sessions on the upcoming municipal election in October. Titled Your City, Your Choice, An Introduction to Burnaby's 2026 General Local Election, these events were hosted by the city's election team, serving as an interactive session on voting, the positions Burnaby residents will be voting for, and how and why to get involved. CJSF reached out to Burnaby's election team for more information on these events and found out that the audience turnout had been less than expected. In hindsight, they said it may have been too early to host info sessions 6 months before the election. However, it's never a bad time to learn more about how to be involved with municipal elections, so CJSF sat down for an interview with Deputy Chief Election Officer Josh Comia and Chief Election Officer Dennis Back. During the conversation, we spoke about some of the main takeaways from the info sessions, from how to vote come October 17th, all the way to becoming a candidate yourself in the municipal election. Please take a listen to our conversation. The first question I wanted to ask, because the main thing I wanted to learn about were these events that you were hosting throughout Burnaby, specifically throughout the Burnaby Library System. What were these events? How did they come to be?
Well, it's all part of a community outreach, and it's just the effort that we make to go out into the community and create an awareness around the election, answer questions. We're there to provide information to voters, to potential candidates, somebody that maybe is just toying with the idea of running for office. So what would I have to do? How do I file nomination papers? So we go out there and make ourselves available. On reflection, we may have started a bit early because the turnout has been low. We may look at perhaps repeating that as we get closer to the election, but that's the purpose of it. But that community outreach takes a variety of different forms. There's also coming up on June 6th, there's the Burnaby Hats Off Day on Hastings Street, pretty big community event. We will have a presence there. On August 30th, there's something called Car Free Day that attracts a lot of people. We'll have a presence there. So it's just being there, handing out rack cards, which provide information about the election, and again, awareness and Q&A.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting that part of these events, too, also included information on how to participate as someone running for a position for the city. Can you I guess explain that a bit more, like what goes into that and like what I guess prompted you to include that as part of the presentation?
Well, people that are considering running for election, they can go to the website, but we're just there to provide information to everybody. And if somebody, like, say for example you, Danny, if you're interested in running for office, what would I need to do? Well, the nomination period is September 1st to 11th, and you have to fill out nomination papers and file them only between those dates. And so it's just part of the whole election process. It's just another piece. There's voters, there's candidates, so forth.
Is part of also putting together these events aiming to increase retention as well, and I guess participation in the election? I know that throughout the board, municipal elections in the Lower Mainland do sometimes struggle when it comes to voter turnout, and I'm wondering if that was something that you had considered as well.
Oh no, that. Thank you for a very good question. That's something that we all municipalities struggle with is voter apathy, and absolutely, that's the underlying principle or the fundamental reason why we do community outreach, why we do advertising, and all of our efforts are to try and increase voter turnout. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to the individual whether they want to come out and vote or not. But we, first of all, it's an awareness. So make sure that they know that the election is taking place and provide information and just try and generate a little bit more interest. But a lot of that, too, takes place on the part of the candidates. And that's why candidates do as much advertising as they do. And they're trying to draw attention to their own candidacy. But on a higher level, as the election, as the staff that are organizing the election, we have to do our part on a broader level to make sure that people are aware of the election and what their opportunities are. I mean, voting opportunities.
For sure. And yeah, speaking of voting opportunities, I was wondering if you would be able to, you know, for those who weren't able to attend one of these events, explain, I guess, what sort of voting opportunities you detailed in these presentations.
It's a bit of a recap here. So the general voting day is October 17th. And all voting days, it's 8 in the morning till 8 at night. So on general voting day, there are 33 locations. Preceding that is what's called advanced voting. So if for any reason that you feel that you either are not going to be available on general voting day, or you just prefer to vote early and avoid lineups perhaps, then there are advanced voting opportunities on October 3rd, 7th, and 10th at 6 different locations, which we'll be well advertising on our website and otherwise. In addition to that, another voting opportunity and something that really just started through legislative change in 2022 is something called mail ballot voting. So let's just say, for example, it would suit the person best that is saying, you know what, I'm going on vacation, I'm going south for holidays or going somewhere, I will vote by mail. So there's an opportunity after August 31st to apply for a mail voting package. And assuming that you provide all the information required, including identification, we will mail you a mail voting package. You complete that and return that to us. So that's another opportunity for people to vote that are not able to be here in person and vote on the other ways. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the overview of the various ways in which you can vote.
Can you also go into what people are voting for in particular?
Well, that's what the nomination process is about. Just reaching back in 2022, there was no mayoral race. The Mayor Hurley was acclaimed and unchallenged. But, you know, the more likely scenario is that people will be voting for a mayor. They'll be voting for 8 council positions and also for 7 school trustee positions.
Okay. I think those were the main questions I wanted to ask just regarding what these events are. But is there anything that we haven't discussed throughout this conversation that you think people should know about?
Well, nothing that particularly comes to mind, but you know, I also just offer you the make sure that you know that our door is open and you're welcome to talk to us at any time if you've got any follow-up questions or you want to check back with us.
Once again, that was our conversation with Deputy Chief Election Officer Josh Comia and Chief Election Officer Dennis Back about the upcoming municipal election in Burnaby on October 17th and a series of info sessions that the election team had been hosting titled Your City, Your Choice, an introduction to Burnaby's 2026 general local election. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This interview would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.